And when my dad gave his life over to the Lord, it was just completely transformed family. And Jesus Christ just really did a miracle in my family's life and changed things completely to a point where our hearts are now for the lost, for the broken, for the families, for the children, for the wife who's stuck in a home like that and believe there's not answers. But Jesus has literally come into our lives and just completely changed it, and letting the community know there's an answer and there's a prayer and people are really willing to help.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Renee Maldonado is a student in HBU's Cinema New Media Arts program. The Cinema New Media Arts program at HBU provides a challenging and creative environment for students to develop their abilities and prepare for work in film, media, and the World Wide Web. And Renee, we're really delighted to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're going to graduate and you're going to launch out into life. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm currently still praying about it and just asking the Lord for some guidance because I haven't really decided on things yet. I applied for my first job about 2 weeks ago, and the Lord's actually been leading me towards teaching. So way out of my degree, but I feel really peaceful about what I'm going to go into and just waiting for confirmation from the Lord.
Good. What's HBU meant to you?
Oh, HBU has been great. So my family has been involved in ministry since we got saved. So college was not an option for me because of the price and everything. But HBU has honestly been the biggest blessing to me because it's given me the opportunity and open doors for me to exceed in an area that none of my family have been able to go to school in, and setting an example for my younger brother and my sister, and just being able to go out and use my degree to help out others, to help out the community, to help out students who really think they can't go to college, and let them know you definitely can.
That is really cool. What do you mean, help the community?
In the sense of letting them know, my dad was addicted to drugs and alcohol. I had a very bitter, angry mom. Just grew up in a really bad household, but we came to know the Lord in 2006. And when my dad gave his life over to the Lord, it was just completely transformed family. And Jesus Christ just really did a miracle in my family's life and changed things completely to a point where our hearts are now for the lost, for the broken, for the families, for the children, for the wife who's stuck in a home like that and believe there's not answers. But Jesus has literally come into our lives and just completely changed it, and letting the community know there's an answer and there's a prayer and people are really willing to help.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love hearing conversion stories.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of myself. I was a druggie. I was the least likely kid to ever be a Christian. And had that radical conversion that freaked my whole family out. I had four brothers and a mom and a dad. So you say your parents are in ministry?
Yes. So my mom and dad currently are both in full-time ministry. My dad has really, the Lord has established a heart in him for the drug addict, for the man, for the husband who feels like, you know, he never can change.
Yeah.
And so my dad really deals with these men and helping them, you know, come to the Lord, showing them that there's a way. And my mom just is behind him and just supporting. And we cook, we have a Thursday Bible study currently right now. And so my dad just ministers and gives the word. And then my mom and me and my sister will prepare a meal for them, because many of them don't know what home cooked meal is. Most of them are living in the streets or, you know, out trying to make a way. And so for them to have a home cooked meal and show the love of Christ through just a simple meal is a blessing for them.
Oh, yeah. So what's the name of the ministry?
So we go to church at Living Waters in Rosenberg, Texas. And they actually have a school as well. So that's where I'm actually applying for, just because I feel peaceful with being able to be in an environment where you can comfortably share the news of Jesus, pray for your students, and just have a culture to where it's comfortable being a Christian.
Yeah, and so is Living Waters in Rosenberg?
Yes, yes, sir.
Well, we do know there's a lot of people that unfortunately have got addicted to drugs, and mm-hmm. the opioid crisis, so many other challenges.
Definitely, drugs.
So how did you then, you said you're the first person to go to college?
Yes, I am the oldest of three children. So we were always really good in academics as far as my mom, even though we didn't have the best of anything at our house or anything, she always made sure that we were on top of grades and she never let anything that was not passing come home. So we were always pretty good in school, so that's actually how I got scholarships from HBU. A lot of them were outside scholarships. HBU gives really great scholarships, too. But my academics allowed me to come to school for free.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, you were a student in the HBU Cinema and Media Arts.
Yes.
Tell us what the Cinema New Media Arts is like.
So it's actually a really, really cool program. Many students don't know about it. I actually didn't know that we had such a really cool program. I would see on campus some students with like a professor taking pictures of like, this might be like, you know, like a club kind of thing, or maybe they're like in an organization. Like I wanted to ask them, hey, what are y'all like in? But I came to find out that it's actually, we have a program, and I guess it's relatively new that not too many people know about it, but it's been really cool. The professors are great. Like, not only are they great at what they're doing in class, but they're great at what they do outside of class, which makes it even more awesome to learn about it, because you have people that are not only teaching the material, but they're hands-on. So we're always doing stuff. We are able to get a hold of equipment, do stuff. So it's been really fun getting to actually know what buttons are on a camera, because I didn't know what they were for. So I've learned a couple of things. I think I can turn on a camera now, take a couple of pictures maybe, but it's been great.
So, I mean, Cinema New Media Arts, so is it, are we talking about iPhone technology, or are we talking about?
I believe there is a lot of classes within the program, but the current two that I have taken so far is Intro to Video Production. So it deals a lot with audio, intro to using a camera, what do you do on the software. So, and then I've also taken Fundamentals of Branding, which is a really neat course, just kind of laying out how companies establish their brand. If you wanted to establish your brand, what color means, what font means. It was really cool. It made me like, wow, I've bought in things before just because of brand.
Yeah, of course.
So it was really eye-opening too.
Yeah, very good.
Definitely.
Tell me about the professors. Who are the ones that are...
So I have currently taken a class with Dr. Hartwell and with Jesse. I don't know why we know him by his first name, but we do. And Professor Sikora, and we had a guest speaker for the Fundamentals of Branding. His name was Mr. Martina, and he actually is the head over the GM website and stuff, so he does a lot of their branding. They've been really, really great. They're really great there as far as entertainment-wise in class. They know how to keep the class on topic. They know how to keep the class engaged to where you want to, like, continue with class, and they utilize every second of the class, so you literally are in lecture or hands-on until the time of the class is over.
Wow, beautiful. You know, seeing the transformation in your dad must really mean a lot to you.
Yes, definitely. My dad, actually, when he gave his life over to the Lord, actually what made me know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, because my dad went through in and out of rehabs and psychiatrists, doctors, counselors, tried everything. So I was 10 years old when I accepted Jesus in my heart, and I knew it was then that the Jesus that I had heard about and heard people talking of was really real. And I accepted him in my heart, and I knew that I wanted him to do a full transformation, not only in my dad's life, but in my family's life, because growing up, I had so much anger towards my father only because of everything that he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, causing hardships in our family, but I learned to love my dad, which I could never do before. I learned to actually have a relationship with him, and now my dad is like my number one mentor, my best friend. I can go to him almost for anything. He gives the best advice. He ministers. He has done his absolutely best job raising us in the ways of the Lord, and he actually has the privilege of marrying me in a couple of weeks, so that is beyond my belief, and it's a real big blessing to have my dad in my life, and for the Lord just transforming him and allowing me to have such a blessing and a blessed relationship with him.
So you're getting married.
I am. I get married a week after graduation.
Wow. And so did you meet your husband where, here? Or?
So I actually met my fiance on a youth conference trip, part of the church. Yeah.
Well, see, church has all kinds of benefits.
We met very, very young, and my dad told me that I could date when I was 17. And then I got to 17, he was like, no, let's wait till you're like 18. So then he asked my dad if he could date me, and we courted for a while, and then I knew that, you know, he was the person I wanted to marry, and he did too. So he asked my father and my mom for my hand in marriage, and my mom was like, just one thing, please promise me you'll graduate before you get married. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I prayed about it, we prayed about it together, and we agreed to wait, even if it was a week after graduation.
You're going to have a very eventful 2 weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Very beautiful. Now, in your Cinema New Media Arts training, have you been able to share any of this technology with your dad?
Yes, I actually have.
Tell us what you've taught him.
Well, we are given the opportunity when we have any outside assignments to check out all the equipment we need for the assignment. So I have been able to check out lights, the camera, the tripod, the bounce cards. I've checked out everything. So I actually used my siblings as my models for an assignment. And my dad's like, ooh, what's this? Ooh, what's that? Ooh, what are you doing? So I showed him, you know, how we set up the lights, how you get perfect lighting and stuff on the camera. And he was really happy for me. Proud of me.
And I hope you are a little more patient with your dad than my kids are with me.
Oh, yeah.
I get 2-minute lessons.
Sometimes I'm like, just let me do it. I got it.
Yeah.
It's easier that I do it.
My kids direct me to YouTube tutorials and say, you know, just watch them. You'll be okay. Well, Renee, this is really cool to meet you. And it's cool to see a young lady who has been impacted by HBU like you have.
Yes, definitely.
So when you say you didn't think you would ever be a college student?
No, never. I never imagined.
Is that literal?
Yeah, I never imagined myself going to college. It wasn't an option until like maybe the beginning of senior year that my high school took us on a tour. And it wasn't even at HBU, it was at A&M. And I was like, wow, college seems okay. And I believe I received a email from HBU, and I was like, I didn't even, where's this university at? And they were having a preview, and I was like, well, I'm going to sign up. A preview, we can see what the campus is like. I got on campus, and everyone came, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, we all came to preview, and I fell in love. I was like, I belong here. I don't know how I'm going to get here, but I belong here. I remember leaving that day, and my dad's like, you know, if it's the Lord's will, that he'll open doors, and if it's not, he'll close them. And I'm like, okay. So I just began to pray, and I was like, Lord, you know my desire. I've never had a desire to come to university or college or to get a degree, but now I do. And if it's your will you please supply? Because there is no way that my mom and dad can afford college, that I can afford college. And I just started applying for scholarships. I applied to HBU, and everything just started lining up the way the Lord wanted it to. And now I'm a couple of weeks from graduation. It's just breathtaking almost. And just sometimes it's shocking, but the Lord's like, it's not shocking because I've had this planned for you.
Well, and that great verse in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future.
Yes.
And indeed, you have lived to see that in your family.
Yes.
And that is incredibly meaningful to all of us. Well, we want to just congratulate you, Renee.
Thank you.
Your achievements at HBU and your upcoming marriage and all the beautiful things that will come in the days ahead. Your husband's a Christian.
Yes, he is saved. So that was the first thing Dad made sure of.
Yeah, you know, I used to do it with my daughters. I mean, when someone wanted to date them, they had to come pray with me. I literally said, they have to come pray with me. Yes. And so it got out all around. I said, man, you got to go pray with Jerry to date Danielle.
Yes.
And you know what? They later said, Dad, thank you so much for that. It weeds out a lot of people. Renee Maldonado.
Yes.
a student in HBU Cinema New Media Arts program, and it gives us great encouragement to look at America and know that a young lady like this leaves HBU with a degree and a beautiful future, great family. And we want you to learn more about the Cinema New Media Arts program. Go to hbu.edu/finearts and cinema.hbu.edu. And you can call us at 281-649-3211. Any question, we'll give you the answers. Remember, you can check out all kinds of things at hbu.edu. Thanks, Renee, for being with us.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.